Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and there's an organization, a ministry right here in Central Kentucky that when you think of hope, man, they define that. And join us today is the executive director of this wonderful organization and ministry, Laura Carr. And Laura, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're super busy being the executive director of Lexington Rescue Mission. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm no stranger. I've been to your banquets, and I'm actually embarrassed I haven't had you on here before, because you guys do such great work of providing hope in so many areas. But those of that may not be familiar with Lexington Rescue Mission, since we reach 13 counties here on WJMM. How did the Lexington Rescue Mission even get started?
Yeah, so it's a personal story, actually. So my parents, Jim and Becky Connell, really felt called by the Lord to this kind of work. They were not in vocational ministry before that. My dad was a CPA. My mom was a dietitian. They worked in the corporate world, but they had been involved with the benevolence ministry at their church. And really, over the years, just realized God was particularly prodding them in that area and working with people who were on the margins, people who were vulnerable, people who were on the streets. And as they looked at what kind of ministries really captured that heart, rescue missions just came to the surface. Missions are all across the country and oftentimes are the primary provider for services for people that are homeless or in poverty. And so as my dad connected with rescue missions, that really was a time of confirmation that, yes, this was definitely what he was being called to. Importantly, my mom confirmed that and didn't shoot it down. And so on April 1st of 2001, he moved to Lexington to start the Lexington Rescue Mission. The community had been prayed for years, actually, because there was such a great need for the services that the National Association of Rescue Missions had been praying for somebody to come and start a mission here. And when he had come in to visit, that was confirmed. There was a significant need for more services. So again, he moved here not really knowing anybody, no money, just trusting if God was in this, that he would make it work. And if not, it would be a very short trip to Kentucky. And so he, luckily, God was in it. And over the years, he's been super faithful. He's the one that's really built the mission. And he's the one that's grown it and provided for it. And really, our mission is that we exist to glorify him through a Christ-centered ministry that meets the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of hurting people in the greater Lexington area. So that really encompasses not just Fayette County, but the surrounding counties as well.
Okay. Well, that is a big leap of faith. I've forgotten the part that he actually moved to Lexington to start this. I was thinking he was already here and then decided to start that. So that's definitely a walk by faith moment to do that.
Definitely. I think a lot of people thought he was crazy.
I'm sure they did. And a lot of people in the Bible can relate to that yeah. God used. So thankful for your dad's faithfulness in doing that. So what is the actual vision of the ministry now that it's been over 20 years? And obviously, God's been using it, but what is the actual vision of Lexington Rescue Mission?
So our vision is the same today as it was in the very first days, which is really seeing lives, broken lives, rebuilt on the foundation of Jesus Christ. So not just handing out a meal or providing a bed or providing some clothing, although those are all very important, and you see in the Gospels over and over, Jesus ministered to people's physical needs. But ultimately, he transforms us into his likeness and redeems and heals and restores and reconciles us to the Father. And that's what we want to see, not just a Band-Aid. We really want to see people come to know Christ in a whole way and to let him do his work in them and really to be restored fully by him. So that's what we work to do every day. So whether we're feeding people, sheltering them, clothing them, getting them a job, in everything that we do, we're really trying to point people to Christ, invite them into his presence, and let him do the work.
Well, one of the interesting aspects, as the ministry has evolved so much over the past 20 years, is that you even have a chaplain on staff now.
Yeah,
talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we do have Alan Alvarez and Brother Thomas Wallace, our chaplains at the mission. They have their hands full because we have so many people who come to our outreach center every day. And they're usually at their lowest point when they come to the mission. You know, they're in crisis or they're just really struggling with chronic needs. And they have the privilege of getting to meet people there and really minister to them where they're at in that hurt. We do chapel services 5 days a week so people can really come to the Lord in that. But then we also provide pastoral counseling. We do discipleship groups and Bible studies. So they lead all that, but we also have lots of volunteers that pour into the lives of folks as they come into the mission. And that's really just really one way that we minister to people who are coming to the outreach center. We also, again, provide meals. So we do breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday. So anyone who's hungry is welcome to come. And oftentimes that's really the first point of contact for many people, that they'll hear about our meals, come for a meal, and then we get to know them and build relationships with them. And when we think about how Jesus did his ministry, if you think about all the times he sat around the table with somebody and got to know them, that's what we look at the meal program like. It's not just about providing a meal. It's about getting to know people and then ministering to the deeper needs of their hearts. So then we can invite them to chapel. We can invite them to Bible studies, invite them into pastoral counseling. But usually if hunger is something that's going on, there's other things too. And so we also invite people to come and stay for our walk-in hours, which are in the afternoons, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And it's at walk-in hours where our caseworkers can really get to the root of some of the other things that might be keeping people from really living into who they were created to be. And so they really try to address some of those more immediate needs and connect them to services, whether it's at the mission or other agencies or churches that we know of. You know, if you've ever tried to help somebody navigate social services, it could be very, very difficult. And so that's what our staff and volunteers are there to do, is to really help with that process and be their cheerleader and their advocate and help them get the help that they need. From there, we help with employment, we help with housing, trying to move people out of homelessness, get them into treatment, get them into jobs, and get them into housing. And then we also have jail and prison ministry. We do reentry program, work with youth that and families that are impacted by violence. So the mission over the years has really grown from those first days, you know, where we were primarily a soup kitchen and shelter. But now even though we've added all these services and are trying to provide more comprehensive care, ultimately it still goes back to the same thing. We're trying to see lives rebuilt on Christ.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I think the thing I've learned through doing a little bit of ministry with people just that have fallen on hard times, mm-hmm. in different organizations in here in Central Kentucky. Nobody plans on having to show up at Lexington Rescue Mission, do they?
No. In fact, a lot of people never thought they'd walk through our doors. You know, they always thought that was for those people, you know, in need. But you never know when you're going to fall into a situation that you never expected, whether it's unexpected job loss or a medical crisis, or, you know, an addiction that's just got a hold and it's really tearing apart somebody's life. And so whatever the situation is, our goal is to, again, just meet people where they're at and not to try to pressure or force anybody, just to be Christ to them, you know, just to share his love and invite them into relationship and see how we can help.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, that, you know, you started off, like you said, just with the food, but at the same time, man, if you're hungry, I mean, you don't hear about Jesus, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, you just want to get some food. That's the goal.
So I love that, you know, that's how you all started out with that, with food. Mm-hmm. And before people are wanting to hear about spiritual food, they need physical food.
Exactly.
And so you guys mm-hmm. do that. I mean, last year I was just amazed preparing for our program. You served almost 58,000 meals.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And I think a part of that was it was a 24% increase over the year before. And so a part of that is, you know, grocery prices are up so much. And so a lot of people, along with rent, utilities, a lot of people are just really struggling to make ends meet and they're struggling to put food on the table. And so we see about half the folks that come to the mission are not homeless. They're just living day to day, paycheck to paycheck, and struggling to make ends meet. And so where we can help alleviate some of that concern, improve their food security, get them nutritious food, but then also come alongside and figure out, okay, what else might be going on? How can we help them stabilize and take steps out of this situation where it's so precarious? Because nobody wants to live long term in that kind of a situation. So yeah, food is a huge part of what we do. It's really the entryway. We serve so many meals. Our freezer actually, our walk-in fridge freezer the compressor broke down like a week ago. And so we lost all this food that we had stored, all this meat, of course it was frozen. So that was really heartbreaking. So any listeners out there that want to bring us some food or make a donation to help us replace some of that food would go a long way.
I just saw that on your Facebook page, yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness, ironic, the timing of us having our conversation.
Exactly.
If you just tuned in, we're talking with Laura Carr. She's the executive director of Lexington Rescue Mission. Where are you all located? People are like, hey, I want to help these people out. Where are you located?
So our outreach center, which is where we do those meals and chapel and a lot of the walk-ins and a lot of those services, that is off of Georgetown Street in Lexington. So it's 444 Glen Arvin Avenue. So we're open Monday through Saturday. Our hours on Saturday are a bit abbreviated. So we're just there from 10 to 1 on Saturday. But Monday through Friday, normal business hours, you can feel free to stop by. And then we also have three transitional homes. We have the Potter's House, House of Hope, and Grace Place that serve men and women. Those are also in the downtown area of Lexington. And then we have a new building where our administrative offices are downtown at the corner of 2nd and Jefferson.
A lot of great things going on there. I want to encourage you to check out their website. It's simply lexingtonrescue.org. Mm-hmm. That's lexingtonrescue.org. Mm-hmm. And obviously, people can bring stuff, but I know a lot of people are busy. They can make online donations too. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. One of the easiest ways to give is just to go online, lexingtonrescue.org, press the donate button, and that'll go directly to us. And it really goes a long way toward helping us with our costs. It only costs a few dollars really to provide a meal for somebody. So it's something that I think most people can do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Give up $10 for maybe your lunch or something, or just say, hey, I'm going to fast for a day and I'll do 30, but there's no donation that's too small. And I think one thing she hit on that was kind of really educational to me is that not all the people that come to your organization are people that aren't working.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, a lot of people are working. In fact, they will have city trucks pull up, at lunchtime, but those guys, they need, whether it's sanitation or whatever, they need that extra food. They need some extra help. And so we're there to serve people no matter what their station in life. Our population that our mission statement talks about is hurting people. And I don't know anybody that hasn't been a hurting person at one point in time or another, including myself. So there's always times where we can use a help or somebody to come alongside of us. And for the people that many of whom that we serve, a lot of their normal support network, their family, for whatever reason, there's been some kind of breakdown. And so that's where the mission has the privilege of stepping in to be that family and that support.
Well, you guys do such a great, great job at that. I want to encourage you to check out their website, lexingtonrescue.org. Obviously, you heard about the freezer that just went out where they had a lot of meat and good items that they wanted to serve that have been totally lost. So a financial donation would be great, or if you want to drop something off there at the center. But also, there's lots of great opportunities to volunteer.
Exactly.
Really, really big organization. So would the best thing to do to be go to the website if you want to see about volunteering?
Exactly. So on the website, you'll see a volunteer tab. And so if you just click on that, you can fill out a volunteer application, or you can just give us a call and ask for Zia Shipman. She's our volunteer coordinator, and she's happy to help people get plugged in. We take individual volunteers, but we also get lots of groups that want to come in and do a service project, or just get their feet dirty a little bit at the mission and really get out there and do local missions. And so if you're looking for a way to serve that really helps our community, the mission's a great place to start.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Time flies when you're having fun. But, man, we're going to hear more about this wonderful ministry here in Lexington, Kentucky, that also impacts Central Kentucky. So I hope you'll check out their website, lexingtonrescue.org. For Laura Carr, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.